Hi, I'm Phil Pulitzer from Billionaires in Boxers, and you are about to enjoy an amazing piece of content by Lynn Whitbeck. What this lady does not know about sales training and positioning within your business is not worth knowing. I'm sure she's brought you an amazing guest to share some additional knowledge and resources, and it can only have a positive impact on your business. It's coming up right now.
The idea, insight, or secret you need for massive impact is just moments away. It's time to claim your career crown. The podcast where business owners and entrepreneurs share the keys to the kingdom to help you open the vault to your greater success. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Petite to Queen's Claim Your Career Crown podcast. I'm your host, Lynn, and today I'm joined by our special guest, RJ Redden. Today, we're going to be talking about three steps to easily create authentic content to attract clients. Now, RJ has been coaching people about technology since 1998. That's even before we were worried about the year 2000 destroying all computers everywhere. Hang on, I'm not sure I can remember back that far, but RJ also spent 5 months in a country where she didn't know the language just so she could learn how to explain things more effectively to people. I am always intrigued by that. So RJ loves teaching technology like it's her best friend and has the most outstanding clients on earth. RJ, I am so thrilled to have you here today. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me, Lynn. It is always a pleasure getting in deep in a conversation with you. You're an absolutely lovely host, and I've been looking forward to this all week.
Well, thank you. And for those of our listeners who are joining us for the first time, make sure you don't miss an episode by subscribing to Claim Your Career Crown wherever you get your podcasts. And if you love the show, we would truly appreciate a 5-star review. So I'm going to thank you in advance. So RJ, let's get right to it. And I really want to understand, you know, sort of your backstory, your inspiration for getting started to help people connect authentically.
Well, absolutely. It's kind of it's been a long, strange trip. Hello, Grateful Dead. And thank you for that line. For me, I have half a brain that is pointed toward the science of everything. That's my computer side. That's that side where, ooh, digital, give me new tools. Give me new fun toys to play with. And then I've got this heart-driven side that is, I just want to give everybody a hug. You know this, Lynn, but I actually have a dog bed on my desk. My dog is within reach at all times, just in case he or I need a hug at any time. So I have that kind of this twin, you know, thing going on. And for me, I love all this digital stuff. I love all the AI. I love the bots. I love this is what I do. But I also have this huge side that says, yeah, but are we really connecting with people? Are we doing what's necessary to make people feel cared about, heard, seen? Are we doing those things? Because if we're not doing those things, all of the pretty stuff is it's confetti. Looks real good when you blow it out of a cannon. Then, though, it kind of fades and is a mess and you need to vacuum everywhere. So I've set out on a path to find where that middle point is, find where the heart stuff and the digital stuff connect, because if there's no connection there, there's no connection with your people either.
Yeah. Well, that's so true. And I love how you framed this. So what I want to do is get right into the topic, and I'm going to put you on the spot here. What are three steps to easily create authentic content to attract clients?
Yes. Thank you for narrowing it down to three steps. You know, side note, whenever I see the 87-step program to success, or give me this, you know, give me $3,000 and I'll give you my 18 steps. I don't care. I don't care. I know I'm never going to make it to the 18th step. Anyway, the three steps. Okay. Let us simplify. Let us put this in the world where it doesn't matter what technology you're using right now. It doesn't matter how many funnels you have. It doesn't matter how many CTAs you have. And if you have an upsell, a downsell, a sideways sell, flip it on its head and try to sell from the floor. Sell. It doesn't matter. None of that matters right now. Here's what matters. Know thy peeps. Not just the Easter kind. You must know thy people. You must. And I am not talking about demographics. Demographics are things that people use. And they are a really great signpost on the way to Disneyland. But for me, demographics have never gotten me to a place where I want to go, because 33-year-old soccer mom with a picket fence and 2.5 kids driving to a soccer match is not, I don't, none of that matters to me, because none of that tells me how that person makes their decisions. None of that tells me how to know, you know, what choices that person might make in the future. I know my people's demographics. I know how they feel on a daily basis. I know what makes them make their choices. I know what gives them joy. I know what makes them laugh, very important. I know what they're shouting into the void about at 4 o'clock in the morning. I know, because I have done all the prep work to be there. Surprisingly, Lynn, the prep work, the psychographics, getting to know that, and then aiming my laser pointer out there. I'm not casting a wide net anymore. I really don't care to filter through all of the stuff that comes back and just to build an email list so I can say, yes, I've got 5,000. I can be in your JV thing, whatever. None of that matters. Here's what matters. Pointing a laser pointer out there who will run across your people and make them go, whoa, that person's speaking my language. Are they reading my emails? And what else do they have to say? How can I get a hold of them? I fired off some balloons there. We're celebrating. We're celebrating know thy people. Because if you don't, you're going to end up casting a wide net. You're going to end up going, I'm putting all of this stuff out. Why isn't anyone talking to me? You're going to end up doing things that are so frustrating and right to the road to burnout. So for me, it's a laser pointer to my favorite audience, my people. To me, it's knowing those psychographics. Questions about step one?
Yeah, absolutely. And I just have to interject here, because I am so on board with you. I call it the client why. I'm really getting inside their head, and it is the psychographics, what keeps them up late at night. You know, what are those values, the beliefs, the potentials? Figuring that out and really reverse engineering your product or service into your why, into your client's why, I should be saying. And this is, I consider this one of the top, the second most deadly sin of sales, is that when you don't understand and you don't spend the time to invest in this core foundation of understanding your client why, their motivations, their emotions, their values, their beliefs, their potentials, so that you can then communicate with them where it actually makes that connection, and an authentic connection, because you're really speaking their language. So I had to interject that, and now we're going to move on to RJ, step number two.
All right, my friends. Equally as important and equally as fun and interesting, know thyself. What is your unique footprint that you are putting out there in the world? What is it that you stand for? What is it that you stand against? What is it about your product or service that is unique to you that only you can provide. There's this book out there. You've probably read it. It's about Blue Oceans, I think it's called. And it's all about, you know, don't invest your time making things where there's already a whole lot of sharks in the water. Go out to the blue ocean and make your own thing happen. Don't be afraid to create. For me, knowing what it is that I provide above all else, above the technology. You know, for me, I know because I've interviewed many, many clients. I've asked them all, what is it that I provide that other people don't? And it turns out my greatest superpowers are not technological. My greatest superpowers are located right north of my cape. And it is the two ears that I have on my head. People feel listened to when I talk to them. And you would, you know, that is on nobody's worksheet, 18-step worksheet to success, okay? That is not on any, but it's so important because I know that I appeal to people who don't feel heard and don't feel seen and don't feel acknowledged. I appeal to people who feel like they have to pretend all the time just to get sent to somebody to listen to them. And so I know how very, very powerful it is. And it's not, you know, I mean, again, it's not something that's going to go on somebody's worksheet, but for me, it's the most powerful power that I have. And whenever I feel like I'm losing someone in a conversation, I know to shut up, just be quiet for a while. And I have a lot of other talents. I have a lot of other flashy things going on. Trust me, I do. But I absolutely know what sets me apart from everyone else who does what I do. And my friends, it's a must know. It's a must know because we all have, as entrepreneurs, we all have that dark night where we're screaming into the void at 4 a.m. We all have that moment. But if I know what makes me strong, I can continue to have confidence in what I'm doing, no matter what's happening. Worldwide pandemic, all right, I'm still here. Bank account numbers that I don't love, yep. I'm still here. Too many hours at the desk. Whatever's going on in my life to test my business, if I know what is absolutely uniquely mine, I will always have excitement, passion, love for my people, and love for my product, and confidence in me to be able to bring whatever I say about.
Yeah. Well, and the beautiful thing about that is that's your authentic self as well. And that's showing up as your authentic self. And people have such a high range of BS meters. So being who you are, that's also going to attract the right people to you who you can help and serve and create true impact. So RJ, that's brilliant. So two down, step three.
Step three, my friends. Know thy people, know thyself, know where the two meet. It is not on your latest social media post. I'm sorry. I love social media. You know, if you follow me anywhere, you know I love it. I post a lot, but it's not where I'm meeting my people. I am meeting my people in their inboxes. Is that an email inbox? Probably. Is that a DM inbox on some media network, social media network? Probably. I meet people where the algorithm will never, never touch. I have conversations, back and forth conversations with my people where the algorithm will never touch. I am half in charge of that conversation because I am involved in it. My people are half in charge of that conversation. No one else is in charge of that conversation. I don't have to worry about algorithm switches, and I don't have to worry about what the big people decide because it doesn't really, you know, thanks for the platform, y'alls. I'll follow your rules to the best of my ability and be a good girl mostly. But where you really show up for people is inside those DMs. And I actively make that a warm place, a warm and inviting place for people to connect with me and for me to connect with them. I absolutely love it because when I'm bringing what I know to be my best solution and people are talking to me about what they're going through and I notice, hey, there's an opportunity here. It's the easiest thing to say, hey, have you considered something like this? Or, hey, maybe I could help you with this. Or, hey, what have you been through to try to solve this? You know, having that conversation, absolutely. People do want to talk about that. People absolutely hate being sold to. You are right. BS meters, high. Why? Because there's a lot of BS out there, Lynn. You've seen it too.
Wow.
You know what's there. And for me, I can drop all of the BS and just be myself in somebody's inbox. And that's where it's hot for me. Everything else exists so that I can talk to you somewhere one-on-one. And that's really the secret. That's the secret to all of my success is finding that place where me and my client meet that's not governed by anybody else.
Yeah. Well, thank you. That is, and I love that. That is the intersection, right? When I was talking about that reverse engineering. So, you know, let's dive into talking about creating authentic content to attract clients. Mm-hmm. And I know that many people struggle with this. And I have like a two-part, you know, why is this such a challenge for many people? And on the flip side, why is it more urgent than ever for their business to create that authentic content?
So question one, why is it so hard? Let's talk about that. Because I have a secret answer that I've actually not heard anybody say before. It's absolutely true for me. It may not be true for you. That is okay, but I have a secret answer. For me, I had to break through and shatter that voice that says, nobody wants to listen to that. Nobody wants to listen to that. Don't write that down. Nobody wants, no, don't say it that way. Nobody wants to listen to that. Why would people be interested in you? Why would people be interested in that? No. Revert to same. Look at whatever somebody else is doing. Copy that. Change a few words. You'll be fine. Okay, our emails are done for the week. No. Let me tell you the truth. Lynn Whitbeck and everybody within the range of my voice, people do want to hear that because it's what they're thinking too. There are people who do not even stop. When they see my cape and goggles, they're done. It's a gimmick. It's a blah, 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 blah. Yeah. Okay. I get it. And truthfully, I couldn't handle everybody in the world banging down my door. My dog would be scared. And I wouldn't know how to handle that many people because I like to be personal with people. I don't care that it's not reaching the masses. I don't care that some people don't like me. In fact, I love it because the people that do, the people that do stick like glue, they really do. I didn't mean to make a rhyme, but I did. I will not start rapping because I cannot do it. Other people have that power. Mama RJ does not. But the people that hear my voice when I express what's really going on with me, what's really in my head, when I tell stories, you and I were talking before we went on about an email that I wrote yesterday. When I really want to express what's inside my heart and my head, my people sit up and listen and go, oh, we got another message from RJ. And that, my friends, You know, the reason why it's so hard is because you are telling yourself that nobody wants to hear you. I beg you for one day, just one day. What if you believed the opposite? What if you believed that they desperately wanted to hear from you and that they were maybe dying to hear from you? Here's a terrible statistic, Lynn, and you probably knew this one already, but entrepreneurs are 3 times as likely to have mental health issues than normal folks because of the pressure on us, because of the pressure on us to do it by ourselves, because we don't think we can share things with people, because they're going to steal our ideas, because we feel like we have to make $1 million to make up for whatever we borrowed on that credit card for that class we just took. You know what I mean? Like, we feel we have to do all of this stuff alone. I'm not crying, I promise. I just had a niche there. Anyway, we think we have to do it alone. And that is makes it the hardest thing ever. And circling back around, people absolutely need to hear about kindness and love and instances of being heard. They absolutely desperately need it because we are desperately disconnected as a society at this point. You know, I mean, society is as society does. It's great. No judgment there. But what I have found is that my people really want to hear a human voice. They really want to hear what's going on inside. You know, I mean, that is why it's so hard, is because we think that what we have to say, it couldn't possibly matter. Darlings.
Yeah.
Grasshoppers.
Yeah.
My people, my tribe members know.
I think that showing some vulnerability, that you're a real human being, and then how that applies to that they can take something away from that. And I have to tell everybody, you know, I read the email last night before I went to bed. And it was not only, it was touching, it was this great story. And I had this, I have to say, this thing, what's this grapefruit in here for? So everybody, you know, now you're like, what? Anyway, but at the end, it was very thought provoking. And I actually was just like, wow. And I was still talking to her about it this morning. And so that is that human-to-human connection, even though it's in an email, but it's like the real RJ is showing up for me and she's sharing something that I want to hear about. And that gives me ideas and starts me on a new train of thought that's important. So I have to say thank you so much for that. But for the people who are listening who didn't read RJ's amazing email, and maybe we should reproduce it in a clip down below. So we'll think about that for the show so people can actually read it. But, you know, when you're creating authentic content and you to attract your ideal clients, I mean, I think this is typically a blind spot, you know, and people are held back because, you know, A, revealing, you know, who they are, really honing in on talking to their peeps, it can be a struggle. So what do you think is, and I know you said you had to break through, that was your secret.
Yeah.
So for other people, it's like a growth mindset issue? Is it negative Nelly or negative Ned screaming in their head, you know, all those negative thoughts? All of the above. What are they need to really look at? What would be your suggestion for them to look at so they could break through?
Yeah. Here's the thing. We, as entrepreneurs, I work with a lot of service-based folks and a lot of coaches and creatives. And we are, with our services, we're leading people. We're usually leading them through a transformation, through what we teach. And we put hours and hours and hours, and I only say this because I've done this myself, into courses, into, you know, into teaching materials, into all of that type of stuff. But we won't bring that into our emails. You know, we don't, you know, we're not going to bring a teaching moment. Oh, who's going to read that? You know, there's that barrier. For me, have you seen Lizzo? Do you know about Lizzo, Lynn?
Yeah.
All right. She's a personality out there, a big personality, shall we say. And she had one episode. She was, it was a reality show. These dancers were trying to be on tour with her or something. Anyway, I don't remember. I mean, I vaguely remember the premise of the show, but here's what I do remember. That at one point she had everybody stand in front of a big pane of glass that was about door size. And everybody got to write on that pane of glass stuff that they had heard about themselves that was still sticking to them. We all got that stuff. And then she grabbed her high-heeled shoe and punched through the glass. And it was a moment for me. It was a moment because it was like, how can I help my people punch through that glass? I need to lead my people every moment I'm communicating, not just when I'm teaching a class. Don't save it, my darlings. Don't save it. Get it out there. Lead. Stand for something. Stand for the ideas that you have. Some of them that are uniquely yours. I wrote a little manifesto a while back. It was a lot of fun. And I still use it every day. I refer back to those points. You've got to love your people enough to lead them, to step out of what everybody else tells you you should be writing. No, write you. Write you. And if some things are sticking to you, I invite you to write it down on a piece of paper. I mean, or a large pane of glass if you can break it. I mean, hey, you know, if you've got it, flaunt. But for me, piece of paper. And being able to toss that piece of paper somewhere, possibly burn it in my backyard. I don't know. But it's time to break through. It's absolutely time, because your business will suffer if you continue to listen to those voices that tell you that your story doesn't matter.
Yeah. No, it's beautiful. And to add to that, everyone has different ways, but one suggestion is to, I love that, writing those things down, the negative thoughts, you know, write down those negative thoughts, keep a log of it, and then really look at it. Why do I have this? What's a reoccurring negative thought? Why am I having this? You know, what's really going on here? Where does this manifest itself? And when you identify that and you can really look at it, you know, and sit with it, like, well, that was an experience I had, that maybe that wasn't so great, but that doesn't mean that this is the way it has to be. You know, I can choose to make a new decision. I can choose to follow a new path, take a different road. And so there's a whole bunch that goes into that ability with the growth mindset. And that's not what this is about. So let's get back on topic. And for those in our audience who are just loving this and they're going, yes, I want to be more authentic with my content, I want to be putting content out there that is going to be attracting my ideal clients. What should those listeners do next to create that?
Really, for me, it's been about getting with a digital piece of paper. It has been about writing. I actually, and my coach, Tom Ruich, whom I quote constantly, taught me how to do this, because It is busting through those ideas, and it is also a consistent practice for me. I'm actually, since about second week of January, I refuse to start a new thing on January 1st. So second week of January, started getting up 2 hours earlier in the morning and writing, just writing. Nothing important, nothing special. It's like the scratch pad of your brain, but I write about anything that comes into my head. I write about also things I'm excited about during the day. And then when I get, and it takes about a half hour, right? When that is over, then when I do want to write something, I don't have to think through a bunch of stuff. Things come a lot more automatically, if that makes a difference, if that makes any sense to you. It just, it feels more real and like, okay, we got the training wheels off. Those training wheels moments happen every morning. And if I, you know, that's a practice. That's a consistent one that I do. I don't do it on the weekends. I am in bed on those weekends. You know that I am with the dog anyway. But that is one practice that I can absolutely recommend. And it doesn't matter what kind of technology you got and what kind of computer you're running how many funnels you have. No. None of that matters. It's you and a digital piece of paper, and nobody ever needs to look at that thing, but getting that stuff out. A long time ago in the 90s, when did the 90s become a long time ago, Lynn? Let's not even get into it. There was a lady, Julia Cameron, she wrote a book called The Artist's Way, and she talked about morning pages. And that's kind of, that's really my process, although I have adapted it for myself a little bit. That's to believe in my own creativity, to stand by what I write and go, that will fire up my people. I'm excited as hell. I'm hitting send. That's what it's about. That's what it's about.
Yeah. No, that's great. And everyone has different ways to doing that. I actually will still do old school. So
yeah,
I have a little binder, a little three ring, you know, it's actually a smaller little journal type thing. It's not really even, it's just one of those things you buy at the office supply store, right? But I'll write down just even a single thought and then just put an underline under it. I mean, if I want to write more, I can at that moment, but it's just, oh, this was an idea. Oh, that's sort of a cool idea. And then when I'm looking for things, I can flip through that as a way. But I'm also, I told you this morning, I'm also trying to be a little bit more disciplined about putting that together and really connecting those dots. And in the immortal words of Tom Ruich, it's that you assemble copy, you know, you don't just sit there and write it. So you're assembling these concepts and ideas and then integrating them and putting them together. And I also want to point out that if I am working on a digital platform to just sort of brainstorm or get ideas, I use RJ's phenomenal tool, which is First Draft Ninja. And it allows me, once you've done a little bit of work to set up, you know, who you are, create your, you know, really establish your writing style by uploading things that you've written, telling the system about your ideal client, really doing and going deep and doing that work. Then when I go and I want to brainstorm something, I can choose a myriad of different types of content. And I can say, well, this is what I want to write about. These are my ideas. And it's literally, I'm just brainstorming away and it gives me prompts. It's interactive in that way, but it's like a way that it's asking questions I might not have thought of, picking my brain. And letting me assemble my thoughts. And then at the end, you hit the button and it generates the content. Now, and I'm going to be really straight. The content isn't perfect, but oh my gosh, it's like it's gone through my whole thinking process in my brain and picked out these ideas and it's organized it. And all of a sudden, I've got stuff I can use quickly and easily to, you know, just massage or finesse a little bit, but I've got the core piece there. And that, you know, one of the things I used to do is I would do it just like I'd open up a Zoom and I'd just record myself and then I'd get the transcript. Well, the problem with that is that so much of it was like, I mean, it was almost like the ramblings and then the AI and I couldn't read what I'd said. And it was so painful. Doing it this way is so much more effective. And if I'm looking to create some very specific types of content,
Certainly like social posts and things like that, it's pretty rock solid. There's very little massaging that needs to be done. So I'm going to make sure that the link is down below, RJ, because I'm going to shout out about this tool, because it is who you are. It's your authentic thought. It's letting you brainstorm. It's giving the type of prompts that you need. And it's also positioned for who you want to be speaking to, your ideal clients. So shout out for RJ and her amazing tool. And so, RJ, I'm going to ask you one last question. And is there anything that you wish that I had asked you today?
Well, anything that I wish that you had asked me today. Usually, I will say that I wish that I had gotten the question, you know, sort of, can you sum this up? Final words, right? Because that really helps me kind of crystallize and make a point, because sometimes I wander. I know you've noticed. So I will say that a final summation question, final pearls of wisdom, not quite enough to make a string.
Go for it.
All right.
Tell us your final words of wisdom.
Final words of wisdom. People will tell you you need so many things, my friends. You don't. And that is coming from a person who writes software for a living and does coaching for a living. There are so many pretty shiny tools that I have. You can worry about all that later. Worry about all that in a minute, okay? The shiny tool means nothing if you're not putting your heart into what you are doing. Some people will absolutely make fun of you because of how you feel. People make fun of me all the time. I welcome it. Underestimate me at your own risk, all right? It is about being able to share your heart and your mind with the people who desperately need it right now. And those people, usually, they'll either connect with you, they'll friend you, they will get in your, you know, get onto your list, whatever it is. Just make sure you know who they are. Psychographics, not demographics. Make sure you know who you are. What do you make? How do you serve that fits no one else in the world? It's your unique thumbprint. And meet them. How do you meet them? Make those two meet. It's usually a DM or an inbox for me. So you have got this. You have got this. And congratulations, because you're listening to Lynn Whitbeck, who is amazing. You're on your way, my friends. That's what I have.
Well, RJ, thank you. Thank you so much. And thank you for sharing 3 steps to easily create authentic content to attract clients. I know our listeners are going to want to know more about you and where they connect with you and find out more about you.
Well, absolutely. You know, I've got a community. It's called the Come Right In. I've got a community. I've got so many ways. You know, meetrj.com will take you to my calendar. If something is resonating within you, just get on my calendar. Let's chat, because I would love to chat or let's, you know, see you in the community. And, you know, everybody who wants free trial, First Draft Ninja, because I love spreading love, and we can do that through our content. And there's no easier way to do it. So, any of those ways, my friend, get hold of me if you feel resonant about these things. We need to talk.
All right. And I just, if you heard me typing, it was because I was just adding it to make sure this is in our backlinks down below. RJ, thank you so much. And thank you for everyone who tuned in. This has been a really incredible conversation. And if you have any ideas that you'd like to share, please leave us your comments. We love hearing your thoughts. And if you have a question or would like to suggest topics for discussion, please email us at jointheconversation@petitetoqueen.com. And to stay current on all of our insightful advice, our breakthrough advantages, and never miss an episode of Claim Your Career Crown, sign up for our weekly Wisdoms newsletter. And of course, for the podcast, you can subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. I want to thank everyone who tuned in. And RJ, thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you for inviting me, Lynn.
You're the best.
What was your biggest takeaway from this episode? I would love to hear about it. It's important to share the things you love. If you loved this episode, a 5-star review really helps keep the podcast coming to you regularly. Also, if you want to get more sales strategies to grow your business, make sure you subscribe right now. If you want to get results even faster, I invite you to download my sales strategy checklist at petitetoqueen.com/checklist. This has been Lynn Whitbeck, host of Claim Your Career Crown. I'll see you next time.
Thank you for enjoying this content by Billionaires in Boxes. If you would like to be a guest or a host, be sure to get in contact with us at billionairesinboxes.com.